വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഹലോ ലേണേഴ്സ്, വെൽക്കം ടു ദി ലീഗൽ അവയർനെസ് പ്രോഗ്രാം ഓഫ് ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി. ഐ എം ഡോക്ടർ സോഹിനി മഹാപാത്ര, ഫാക്കൽറ്റി ഓഫ് ലോ അറ്റ് നാഷണൽ ലോ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഒറീസ, ആൻഡ് ഐ ആം ടീച്ചിംഗ് ദി മൊഡ്യൂൾ ഓൺ ലേബർ ലോസ് ആൻഡ് അട്രോസിറ്റീസ് ആക്ട്. ഇൻ അ പ്രീവിയസ് ലെക്ചേഴ്സ് വി ഹാവ് ഓൾറെഡി ഡെൽറ്റ് വിത്ത് ദി വേരിയസ് ടോപ്പിക്സ് ഓഫ് ലേബർ ലോ, സച്ച് ആസ് ചൈൽഡ് ലേബർ, rights at workplace, and in the previous lecture we discussed about equal pay for equal work. Taking it up from there, like equal pay for equal work is a gender based right that is ensured or implemented under labor law, today's lecture deals with maternity benefits. Both equal pay for equal work and maternity benefit are women-centric principles under the labor law. So what is maternity benefit and what is the importance of maternity benefit? Traditionally, it was always thought that women can work only up till they attain motherhood. So once you are a working mother, you were expected to either quit your job, stay at home and take care of your child, or you could go on leaves without pay. Now there was no job security. An employer would generally terminate a working mother from job. Hence, the kind of stress and emotional stigma that a working mother went through was immense. So it was thought that there is some kind of protection that is required for working mothers. For example, in the past, there have been cases such as a very famous case in the Supreme Court of Nargish Mirza versus the Union of India, where an air hostess was asked to leave her job after she attained pregnancy. This was challenged in the Supreme Court, and the importance and relevance of a maternity protection or maternity benefit in every industrial sector and every job sector was upheld. So, the entire idea behind providing maternity protection is to give a legal and social recognition to work that working mothers or women do despite attaining motherhood. Once they attain motherhood or once they attain pregnancy, it does not necessarily mean that they have to quit their job. The idea of maternity protection is to provide this balance between work life and personal life or motherhood so that a woman does not have to choose between the two. Hence, in India, we brought in the Maternity Benefit Act of 1961. This is the primary legislation that governs maternity protection for women in different sectors. The aim of the legislation is to allow women to not only work, but also to accept the fact that motherhood or pregnancy is a natural thing for women to go through. So it is applicable to all factories, mines, plantations, and other such establishments where persons are working and women are employed. It is based on the principle that a pregnant woman need not necessarily quit her job or should not be deprived of her rights at work or benefits at work, which a normal woman would do, or for the matter that a man is entitled to. Similarly, women should not be deprived of any kind of benefits on account of this condition of pregnancy. So the Act recognizes a total of 26 weeks of maternity leave. This is a paid maternity leave given to all working women. The division of the 26 weeks is 8 weeks prior to delivery and 18 weeks post delivery of child. The protections available under the Act are given under the following circumstances. 1. For pregnant women. 2. If you have any illness during pregnancy, then you can claim these benefits. 3. For tubectomy, that is the sterilization operation for women, in case you wish to undergo or a woman employee seeks to undergo such operation of tubectomy, she can claim benefits under the Maternity Benefit Act of 1961. 4. For medical termination of pregnancy. 5. Premature birth of a child. And the next or last one is for miscarriage. So all related elements of pregnancy are recognized under the Act, and every woman employee is entitled to these benefits, irrespective of the fact whether they are permanent employees, temporary employees, contractual employees, or on probation. The benefits are available only for a maximum of 2 children. Beyond 2 children, the 26 weeks of leave is reduced to 12 weeks only. So there is only a reduction in the number or amount of leave that is given, but the leave or benefit still exists. They do not cease to be given to the women employees. Furthermore, with the 2017 amendment to the Act, now the Act recognizes adopted mothers and commissioned mothers. What does this mean? That if you are a woman working in any establishment and you do not wish, or for whatever medical reasons, you cannot go through the regular process of pregnancy and motherhood, and you wish to adopt a child, even then, the benefits provided under the Maternity Benefit Act are applicable to you. From the day that a child is handed over to you, from that day, you as an adopted mother can claim benefits under the Act. Likewise for commissioned mothers. Who are commissioned mothers? If you wish to have a child through the process of surrogacy, then you are not bearing the child yourself. Somebody else is doing it for you. But that does not deprive you of the maternity benefits that you are entitled to as a working mother or working woman. So you are a commissioned mother, and even if the child is born through the process of surrogacy, a woman employee is entitled to the benefits under the Act. The only 2 conditions that are applicable here are that for any woman to claim maternity benefit from her employer, she has to have worked for at least 80 days in that establishment. So if you have put in 80 days of service in the last 12 months in an establishment, you have every right to claim maternity benefit from your employer. And the second condition is that the woman has to give a notice in writing to the employer not earlier than 6 weeks for informing the employer that she wishes or intends to take such a leave. Maternity benefits is essentially basic right that is entitled to every working woman as a right without any form of discrimination, so that she can put her work and her family at par, and whatever benefits that men get at a workplace, she would also be entitled to the same. So maternity benefit ensures that an expectant mother or a woman who wishes to undergo the process of pregnancy or wishes to become a mother should not have to feel insecure about her job, about her remuneration, about her other additional benefits and allowances that come with her job. At no point should she feel victimized or targeted because she wishes to be a mother. This is one of the most natural things for a woman to undergo, and that should be recognized and valued and given the due worth in her job sector as well. So, along with equal pay for equal work, maternity benefit adds an additional or gives an additional security to women employees and prohibits gender-based discrimination at workplace. This completes your module on Labor Laws and Atrocities Act, and I hope that through these lectures, you have gained elementary knowledge and concrete knowledge about the basics or fundamentals of labor law, and you are legally aware now of what rights do workmen entail, whether they are working in a factory establishment, whether they are men, women, or children. Thank you.